Let's begin. Father, we thank you for this morning that we can come before you, and we just don't want to take any more time than necessary away from prayer. And so lead us and guide us now in this time as we look once again at one of your prayers, and then, Lord, go to prayer. And so lead us in Jesus' name. Well, join me in singing the Lord's Prayer again, as we call it, the model prayer, because that's where we're going to be again today. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the glory, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, last week we looked at the address to this model prayer, and after Jesus had said three times, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. When you pray, go into your room and pray to your Father in secret. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions. And then he said, in this manner, or in this pattern, therefore pray, Our Father in heaven. Matthew 6, verse 9. So we read that as Our Father in the heavens is really is what it was in the original, but we can say Our Father in heaven because that's what we're accustomed to saying, and that's what it's translated in the New King James. We remember that it was Our Father, which was such a glorious spirit of unity and fellowship in coming to Father and being able to call Him Our Father, and that was a very radical address in that day, because up until that time, the Jews would have never called God our Father, because He was a more of a distant, frightening kind of a figure. And here we have the concept of a daddy, an Abba, a very close father. And today we're going to look at what some people term as the first three petitions. We have next week we'll look at the last three. The first three are kind of like the first four of the Ten Commandments. They relate to the Father. They relate to God. And the last three relate to us, as the last six commandments basically relate to us as well. But we follow this up with Our Father in heaven immediately with, it's called a petition, hallowed be thy name or your name. But in reality, that's really more of an adoration than it is as a request, because we're not requesting that His name be hallowed, because His name already is hallowed, right? His name is hallowed whether we know it, believe it, or what. It is hallowed. More commonly, that word would be sanctified. Sanctified be thy name, because normally that word is translated sanctified. But they kept the old King James word here, really, because, again, a familiarity, I think, hallowed. But hallowed or sanctified, it really means, may your name, Father, be held in reverence. May your name be held in reverence. And so we see the emphasis on this model prayer begins by looking up, doesn't it? It begins with the Father. It begins with our adoration of Him. It begins with our proclamation, basically, of His name. And you remember His name when Moses asked, what is your name? In Exodus 34, what did he say? Merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth. We see the goodness of the Father there. We see the goodness of His name. And we want to revere that name. We want to hold that name above all names. And we certainly want to recognize His name before we start to make requests for ourselves, don't we? That should be our prayer, shouldn't it? That we start with Him, we adore Him, we acknowledge Him for who He is. And so the very first one there is hallowed or sanctified or reverenced be your name. And then the next one is a little bit shorter in concept in a way, and that is your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Now this had already pretty well been set into a motion here to a degree by John the Baptist, who had already said, behold what, the kingdom of God is at hand. And so basically what happened with the Messiah, we have a bridge really of the kingdom of heaven coming to earth in effect. And we're praying here, your kingdom come, or thy kingdom come. And the very next petition is your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we can really almost see, you could add to that, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, basically, is what the concept here is. And it is come through and by Jesus Christ. And so when you and I, when we became believers, the kingdom of heaven really came into our hearts in a sense. And so that kingdom has come in our hearts. But has it come in the world as a whole? Absolutely not. The world as a whole is under the power of Satan. The world is more like hell than it is like heaven, isn't it, at the present time? And will remain so. In fact, it's even going to get worse, we read, until the Lord comes. So we see the kingdom of heaven, the second petition, your kingdom, in effect, your kingdom in heaven or in the heavens, come to earth. And the awful reign of Satan be replaced by the glorious reign of the Messiah. Your will be done. Your will be done. This is kind of all part and parcel of that your kingdom come. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, your will, we have to keep in mind the emphasis of that as well. It's your will, not our will. Jesus was praying in the garden, you know, Father, if there be any way, let this cup pass from me. But then what did he say? Nevertheless, what? Thy will be done and not my will. And so when we pray, we want to be careful when we are crying out for our petitions, not to be asking the Lord, basically, to put our will equal to or above His will, because that's not the right prayer. And that prayer, in effect, won't be answered, because we have the promise. This is the confidence we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. We don't have the promise if we ask anything according to our will, He'll even hear it, let alone do it, because He will give us what we need, but He doesn't say anywhere He gives us what we want, really. And so we want to be careful in not only addressing Him in His reference name and that His kingdom would come, but that His will would be done. And here we have on earth as it is in heaven. Obviously, it's being done in heaven. That's not the issue. But on earth, it is not yet being done, is it? Because we're still under the sway. The earth is still under the sway of Satan. And so His will is not being done on earth. There are evidences of His will being done in the believers' hearts, aren't there? There are evidences of His will being done in the church, the true church. In the whole church, there's evidences of His will not being done. But in the true church, His will is being done because He is in our hearts. And we are following Him today. We're not following Satan as His children. But that is the petition, and the last, really, of the petitions, looking up, so to speak, that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that's the comparable. Lord, establish on earth what already has been established in heaven and what will be established on earth when Jesus returns, right? So we will have the millennial reign set up. We'll have Jesus reigning for 1,000 years, and then we'll leave this earth as it now is, and then we will have the holy city of Jerusalem and so forth. So as we summarize these, we begin the prayer with addressing it to our Father with that compassionate, unifying term, recognizing who He is and that He is our Father, And the hour might be almost the most important word in the whole prayer here, because there is that personal relationship here with our perfect God, and He is in heaven. That's where His location is. But again, we mentioned last week that was really a plural word, heavens. And so He's everywhere. He's not just in the third heaven only. He's everywhere. He's in the heavens. So, and reverence be Your name, and then Your kingdom come, and Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Now, as we get to that point, and we've acknowledged who He is, and all things come by Him and through Him, then we can start to pray for things for us and to us. And so we'll get into those petitions next week. Father, we thank You for this glorious model prayer, and a prayer that we've all prayed hundreds, if not thousands of times. And many times, Lord, I think as we may pray this prayer, we just recite the words and we really don't savor what each word is meaning. But as we take our time and look through it, as we did this morning, it seems to me that You do speak to us, or at least You spoke to me in a wonderful way. And this is our prayer, reverencing Your name and asking for Your will to be done on earth and specifically in each of our lives. And so here we are. It is Your will that we pray, because You exhort us, come boldly to the throne of grace with a true heart in full assurance of faith. And we want to do that this morning. We want to pray for the petitions that You have asked us or put in our hearts to pray for the church, for our pastors, for the outreaches and so forth coming up, and for things that You would just lay on each of our hearts as one to bring up. And so, Lord, may we pray and may our prayers be short, that we could all understand and agree on and not ramble on and on, because, Lord, I don't think that's the way You speak to us. I'm going to give You a whole bunch of ramblings, and not that we do, but in group prayer sometimes it is that way. And Lord, we just want to be so close to You, so in tune with Your Spirit, and that we not amplify it with a whole bunch of rhetoric, but just pray as You would lead us to pray. That would be the most effective use of these minutes, moments together. And Lord, that Your will be done here this morning as we bow down to You. And as we read in the upper room, they were praying in one accord, men and women. And the Spirit moved so mightily. But You have come for Your church, and You've come to the church, Holy Spirit. And You have dwelled and are abiding in each of us since that day of Pentecost and all believers. And so come and overflow us this morning, Lord, that Your power would just be amplified and exemplified by Your Spirit flowing through each of us. And so guide us now in this time of prayer, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.